First style of play, it would be the Winnipeg Jets identity game. He's got an awful lot of speed. He makes some plays. Battles hard, blocks shots, does all the hard things, and he's a very skilled player. And he's a fit-driven man, so his consistency in that is what we all kind of strive to be, like players and coaches. He's an every-shift guy, and without saying a word, because of the way he plays, he holds everybody to a standard.
Left side.
Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press. Paul, you said this morning that, I don't know if concern was the word, but something you had to be aware of was how you would be coming off a high of a Game 7 victory and manage that first shot, first goal, two more quickly followed. Would that go down as pretty much the dream scenario in how to start the game?
I thought that we had a potential advantage and a potential disadvantage in this game. The advantage would be we're coming right off a very intense series, so that our starting point probably would be there. The disadvantage, it's seven games and some travel involved, so you wonder about your ability to sustain that through 60 on the first one back. We had enough players. We had everybody going for the most part. We were real solid at the start, so that changes the way I get to run the bench. So Blake ends up at 18 minutes. And that, I think, and also having the lead, you're comfortable with your four lines. You're not chasing the game where you have to cut down. So the start was very important. We did take advantage of being game ready off our last series, and we weren't put in a position because we had the lead that I had to shorten the bench where the stacking of the games would have become a problem.
Front right.
Josh Clippert at the Canadian Press. Paul, you know, Dustin's had some dominant performances these playoffs. Just again tonight, what can you say about him? You know, keeping the crowd in the game 65 seconds in, and then
what that game that you saw, and he certainly played others. You saw the Dustin Byfuglien spectrum, right? He can shoot the puck a ton. He can make soft hand plays, and then he can be as big and strong as you want out there. And he's been very consistent with his game.
Middle left.
Murat Ateş, The Athletic. Vegas really seems to enjoy making very quick use of the entirety of the offensive zone. A lot of wall-to-wall passes, seam passes, high to low. If ever there were one game to let that lead to high-danger chances, it might be the first one after a Game 7. So how did you keep them out of the middle tonight?
Well, I think that's that theory holds true off the rush as well. They have lots of confidence, and why wouldn't they? I mean, they complete those cross-ice passes on the way up the ice and then into the offensive zone. There was an awful lot of offense there that we either got a stick on or they missed on. I felt about this game the way I felt about a number of the Nashville games. Both teams had an awful lot of offense. We're both going to try to cut a lot of that down because they are a very, very dangerous team. They don't need a lot, but they still... You look at the score and say, well, you know, at one point it's 4-1. We had some kind of exciting chances that didn't go for us, but they also had an awful lot in that game. But I don't think we're not taking that away from them, right? They're a good hockey team, and they're going to get some of those, just like Nashville had on us. So it's a matter of trying to limit it as much as we possibly can. I thought we did a reasonably good job at it. I think we're going to have to do a better job at it next game.
Paul, front left.
Paul Friesen, Winnipeg Sun. Ryan Reeves tried to get under your team's skin tonight. How do you think he had run-ins with both Blake and Dustin? How do you think they handled those?
We've come through two very physical series, right, where there was a lot of action at times after whistles. Or you know what, even maybe there was action during the whistles, during the play. It's smart. You're at 3-1, and you're trying to get something going to see if you can get going. I think at this point in the playoffs, everybody's been through it enough that they're not biting on it. I get it. I thought we handled it well.
Ken, go ahead, front right.
Paul, how would you describe the effort of Jacob Trouba tonight? It won't show up in the stat sheet, but might have been one of his best games of the playoffs.
Yeah, so I thought Game 7, he was outstanding, right? I don't want to stand up here and be here for 35 minutes, so I don't bring it up. but I thought he had a continuation of his Game 7 in Nashville. He was really good. So he's in that shutdown role, but he was also a driver of some offense for us, closed the gaps, moved the puck, but he was also a dangerous offensive player down the walls, making some real fine plays. He's had back-to-back outstanding games.
Two more for Coach, back left.
Coach Chris Matthews, KLAS in Las Vegas. Can I ask you about the challenge? You saw something. They waved it. It was such a bang-bang, that scrum out in front. Obviously, you saw something that...
For me, the puck is on its way to the net when the contact happens. That's what I saw. So prior to the contact, it had come in, come off his stick, and it was on the direction to the net and to the empty net. He didn't go in freely. I mean, he was pushed in, but there was contact on him to keep him in the line that he was going. But the contact that happened would have been incidental. The puck was going to the net one way or the other, whether he gets through it or not, because it's already on the way to the net. So that's why I made the call.
Frank, middle right, last one.
Frank Saravalli, TSN. Paul, do you think the fact that you've won all three game ones so far has helped your team stay true to its identity?
I don't know, Frank. We've lost games, right? So, and in those losses, we've won the next one, so we were able to maintain the identity. If had we lost here, it would have been an every second game continuation from the last round, which is the way it's gone. I think what we've done reasonably well is leave the game where it was played, whether it was a win or a loss, and move on to the next. So we've been able to maintain our identity after losses as well.